I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Welcome in, everybody. Net positive, dude. Are we at your year yet?
Almost, man.
Yeah, we're almost to a year?
Almost.
What do we got to do? We got to have
52
a cake.
52 would be a year, right?
We do? Yeah, 52. What are we on? 42?
44?
Damn, 44. We got to do something, bro. We got to get a cake.
45.
You know, in like sobriety, they have like a celebration for you.
Chip?
Yeah, but if you do like a year or something, they bring like a cake for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
We'll do something. We'll do a little something.
A year. Oh, yeah. Celebration for a year. Yeah. Let's see. We're back on the road. Oh, dude. We're going out west.
Nice.
We never go out west. This weekend, we're going to Albuquerque, New Mexico. All right. We're going to Albuquerque, and I told him to set up because, like, during the day, we don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If we're on the tour bus, we don't do anything.
Right.
You get there at 7 in the morning, and you're just like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Sometimes we play golf. I said to set up, like, they have a Breaking Bad, like, tour.
Cool. That's sick.
And then we're going to El Paso the next day. And I go, dude, can you set up like a border tour? Because that's where like nice. There's a lot going on in the El Paso.
Yeah, you're like, can we see the cages?
Dude.
What?
They're like, I was like, hey, because like if you go a big, like whoever comes to town,
yeah,
you can usually ask, hey, we want to
do something.
Do the thing that y'all, when people come.
Yeah.
We want to do, like sometimes.
Let us be tourists for
yeah, they go, yeah. Oh, well, there's this like bakery.
Cool.
That you have to see. Or we went to Detroit. There's like the abandoned factories. The abandoned like GM Ford factory.
Oh, that is cool.
And it's just for as long as you could see. And they wow. give you like tours through them. Like, yeah, do you want to do that?
Yeah. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, dude, because they cost wow. too much to
maintain.
To tear down.
Oh, wow.
So they're abandoning them, but the millions of dollars it would because they can't rezone it.
Yeah.
So they're just sitting there.
Wow.
Anyway, we'll see you in El Paso, Midland, Texas, and Albuquerque this weekend. Then we're going next weekend, Shreveport, Fort Worth, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Weekend after that, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis. Weekend after that, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Charlotte, Clear Lake, Iowa, and then April, Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Athens, Savannah, Augusta, Asheville. In May, we're going to Jacksonville, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Colorado, and Boise, Idaho. And then June and July, we got some more. But shows have been unbelievable.
Stacked, man.
Shows have been stacked. And a lot of those shows are sold out, but if they are sold out, they've got second shows.
Yeah.
And somebody was talking about like the Morgan Wallen show or whatever. They're like, it's sold out. I go, well, in 2023, like no show is sold out.
Sure.
Like it is.
Right.
But like every show is sold out, but also no show is sold out.
Yes.
If you wanted to go, there's a second, if the show is sold out, the secondary market booms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting any of that money.
Right.
But like you can still go. If you buy a ticket to a John Chris show for $800, I'm still getting about 20 of those dollars, but you can still go.
That Morgan show broke the attendance record at Bridgestone.
The Morgan, did you go?
Mm-mm.
I went, yeah.
Was it sweet?
It was pretty sweet. Well, okay. That's tricky because it's based on how it's seated.
Right.
So like any concert could never break it unless it's in the round.
Right.
Because if you're going to block off 2,000 seats there at the end.
Yeah, it's going to get to a point where you only break records if you're just you solo on like a stool.
Well, Nate Bargatze is doing, and they said he might break it.
Wow.
Because the stage is smaller.
Right.
So you can fit more seats in there.
Yeah.
It's still an unbelievable to sell 20,000 tickets. No disrespect to that.
It's insane.
Yeah, of course. But it's like the Preds could never break it.
Right.
Even though 200,000 people at those playoff games wanted to come.
Yeah, there's too much ice.
Yeah, there's too much ice.
Just way too much
ice. Hey, sorry, fellas.
It's like, you got to order less ice.
Yeah.
Light ice,
yeah, I got
please.
Too much ice.
You fit more people in there with light ice.
We'd love to, but we can't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, I was going to say, you had your wife's birthday party.
Yeah, thanks for pulling up.
Yeah, okay, well, I was going to, just a joke.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't thank you yet. Maybe
no, it was awesome. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, go ahead.
But Lydia was working,
yeah.
So I had to come by myself,
right.
Which I'm fine with.
Yep.
Lydia would be mortified to do that by herself.
Sure.
Because I don't know the crew.
Yeah.
I know y'all two,
mm-hmm.
And then I know Matt, or I know there's enough. I was like, well, I don't know who's going to be there.
Right.
But I didn't even know if Andrew was going to be there.
Right.
So I was like, all right, well, we'll see. So I was like, I don't know when it started. Let's say it started at 8 mm-hmm. or it started at 7. I was like, it's like a wedding.
Yes.
Like, I'm not like in this wedding party.
Nice.
But like, I'm going to come late. If I was there on time, you'd be like, John, too early.
Yes.
Right?
I would have been like, yo, 7:45.
Yeah,
you should have known
later.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, and then like if you're like a coworker of like the wedding party that's like, you're like, all right, we don't have to stay for like the walk to the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get out of here before the sparklers come
out.
Yeah,
but you want to say what's up.
Yeah.
But you're like, I'm not deep in this to be like, I got to carry the, I can come, be seen, hang out, talk to y'all. And then you're like, we're going to like another spot. I was like, I don't think I'm the next spot guy.
Yeah. I don't think I'm in that party. I think I'm just this spot.
Because if you're in, you're always like, wait, am I like, you're like, that's happened to me before when we were in the green room after some show mm-hmm. and there was somebody in there that shouldn't have been in there.
Mm-hmm.
That was like,
they should have gotten left at the other spot.
Yeah. They're like, where's the next spot? You're like, you don't want to be like, hey, this, because this is kind of like the cues that you're just trying to like pick up on.
Yeah.
That you're just kind of like, yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare, dude. Just being in those rooms where you're like, I don't belong here. I know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Yeah. But you're also,
how do I leave?
If I didn't come, they're like, dude, we would have loved to see you.
Yeah.
I go, oh yeah.
For sure.
And I like meeting all your friends. And that was actually, those conversations were hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Dude, I'm glad you liked it.
We were talking, we were getting into it. It was funny.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, we had a good time. Happy birthday, Maggie.
Good time. We made it all out. I went to, I was going to say this. All right. You know, like, I went to Carrie Underwood
mm-hmm.
on Monday at Bridgestone.
Nice.
Too much stage, by the way. Couldn't break the attendance record. Too much stage.
Yeah.
Too big.
There you go.
Although Garth Brooks sometimes seats it behind him.
Oh, really?
And Taylor Swift. I don't know why I looked at Keely for that. That was unnecessary.
Just assuming she's a Taylor Swift.
I got Taylor Swift.
That's what that
Taylor
is.
Swift is seating all the way around, but it's not in the round.
So you're buying tickets behind the mm-hmm. stage.
You can sell them.
I guess that feels gross.
But Garth Brooks did it. I went to the Nokia. Garth Brooks did it.
Mm-hmm.
I sat behind the stage, and there was like monitors that faced the other way.
Okay,
but he was looking the other way and facing the other way. But the monitors were still the monitors, so we sat back there, and it was cheaper.
I was gonna say they got to be discounted, right?
Discounted, but they're like you know, if you ever bought like obstructed, these are gonna be like obstructed view.
Yes,
or like you're gonna,
Fenway Park is that.
Yeah,
like growing up looking at tickets for Fenway is like, this is obstructed, and you're literally behind a pole,
like
from
a huge
1894.
Yeah. From like just to the batter,
like the I beams that you see in like building back in like whatever.
Like if you go to the Ryman, you sit on all the way on the side, because it's the walls and then the stage is inset.
Right,
you can't see. You can't see all the way in there.
No, you got to hope they're towing the edge out there. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not seeing much.
Now you're not seeing it. You're like, you better come out on the front stage. Yeah, no, what I was going to say at that concert, like, you know, like, okay, the Christian community and the gay community.
Here we go, baby.
Listen, they have been at odds for so long, right? We think this, and they're always fighting. There's always protests. There's always marches. It's always in the news. Why don't we just be like, hey, we want to reach common ground here. Let's start with Carrie Underwood. We both love her. They both love her, dude.
She's the olive
Let's
branch.
Let's start with Carrie Underwood, dude. Nice. I went to this concert at Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yep.
And Carrie Underwood is a professed public Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but most country people kind of by default
come
are.
To the territory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But she's. Like Jesus Take the Wheel is like a, you can sing that at church.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of her, she sang, How Great Thou Art.
Nice.
Oh, bro. She also sang it at CMA Fest last year at Nissan Stadium. People were just going nuts.
It's like her thing now.
I was going to make a video that would be like worshiping Jesus or Carrie Underwood. Because people were just like,
How Great Thou Art, Carrie. But
then you go like, How Great Thou Art. You're like, oh, the song switched. And now it's like, whatever, slash his tires.
Yeah,
whatever.
I was going to say, dug my key. Yeah.
Dug my key into the, but like, there, I was like, I looked around, I was like, there's a lot of like gay couples in here. Mm-hmm. A lot of gay couples. So they were like, hey, we stand for sanctity of marriage. We, and you're like, hey, Cowboy Casanova. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. We both love her. All right. Well, then let's work out our differences.
Yeah. Because there's some overlap in this Venn diagram. Here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In like, the middle is Carrie Underwood.
Gay community, Christians, Carrie Underwood. You're like, hey, we can't have health insurance. He's like, hey, denim and rhinestones. You're like, ah, I don't know. Yeah.
Because
you're
just
like,
saying.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I don't know. It's like a lot of the.
We solved it, dude.
It's very confusing because you're like some, you know how some like groups like pick somebody? Like, yeah. I think like Brian Regan was like, dude, I'm like big with like Mormons. Mm. He goes, I don't really even know why. But we looked up and like Carrie Underwood, like in 2012, was like, said something like pro gay marriage.
And then like, that's,
they just been riding with her ever
that's
since.
Us.
Yeah. But that's a, you would think like, you, if like a lot of kids there, mm-hmm. you're like, all right, like young girls.
Sure.
They were like, I could see your mom loves Carrie Underwood's like an icon.
Yes.
They were like, this is, and if you're a mom with a daughter, this is, I would want my daughter to be like, it's a good, wholesome show.
Yeah. Oh, and she's been that for, yeah. I mean, probably two for decades forever. Now. Like, yeah. I feel like.
And you're sitting next to a girl with a fade and cargo shorts.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, let's start here.
This is common ground.
Yeah.
Hey, let's build here.
Carrie Underwood? But it's very much like it seems like every female, I think there's been memes about this, every female country song is about like a guy that like cheated and we're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
And it's been like well documented because we looked it up. I go, hey, just forgive your ex-boyfriend or whatever.
Dixie Chicks had one. Was that Earl?
Everybody has. Oh yeah, that one's, I have a joke about that in my show.
Yeah, that one's a,
that was way across the line.
Yeah, they got Earl.
You know, it's a, you know, it's a funny would it be like Goodbye Earl in 2023. Mm-hmm. Like trying to get by. Okay. Hold on. What's the lyrics? Do you have the lyrics?
Yeah, pull
hold on.
We might as well do it. We're going
to
do this.
Yeah, I might as well do it. I mean, you didn't know why I didn't want to, but here we are. Okay, we're here. We are. All right. Like, okay. All right. So who am I? I'm like legal. I'm legal at the record label.
Okay.
All right. So you pitch me your song.
Okay. So like we have this song.
Okay.
You know, every girl goes through breakups.
Sure.
And
sure.
When you do, like emotionally.
Love that.
You really think like, you know, you want to take this to the extreme.
Oh, I love
emotions
that.
Take over. And so the song is about taking it to the extreme.
You know what? And that's popular.
Mm-hmm.
And you're three women.
Right.
In your band.
We are.
And a lot of our fan base is women.
Right.
Some that are, I would say, of the lesbian genre, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. are going to be against men. So mm-hmm. this is going to play. This right. is like Morgan Wallen
yep.
writing a song about whiskey.
Yeah.
You writing a song about how you don't like men. I love this.
Yes.
All right. What are we, how, what's the start?
So here's what we want to do.
Okay.
We want to.
All right, keep going.
We want to paint. I'm like reading the lyrics as I'm pitching this.
Okay.
We want to paint the picture that he's a bad guy.
Okay.
So that way when we go to the extreme, they're with us on it. So we want to, right. we want to paint the picture. He's an abuser.
Okay, the boyfriend guy husband is abused, bad guy.
Yeah,
okay,
bad, got real it, got bad it, got guy. It. And yep, so yep, then, yep. You know, we're gonna file for divorce.
Okay, file for divorce.
Yep. And then, yep. And then we want to get a restraining order.
Okay, that's all this legal and
yep.
lawful.
Yeah,
I follow all this.
And then
I, like this. I don't know then, where the I don't know where the hook is yet, but yep. okay.
And eventually we want to kill him.
Whew. All right. Okay. Walk me through the what. All right. Well, Lee, we got to paint the picture. This guy must be terrible. Wait, what is it? What? Do the one line of where the other girl comes. Well, she comes to town or something, doesn't she?
Wait, let me find it.
The other girl. No, go up.
I wish I knew the lyrics better.
Okay, yeah. Go up.
Two weeks after she got married, well, she started getting abused.
Okay, go from right away, Marianne. Go. Oh, yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
Right away, Marianne flew in from Atlanta. Yeah,
so, okay,
my friend flies in.
Friends, support, moral support.
On a red-eye flight, like, came as soon as she could. And
okay,
then,
good, sure.
And, like, we'll work out a plan. Like I'll work out a plan with the friend who comes in. We'll figure out kind of how we want it,
I like this lyric. She held Wanda's hand, and they worked out a plan.
Right.
Supportive friend.
And then I like the next lyric. Even the next one is really good. If you see that one, it says, and it didn't take them long to decide that Earl had to die.
Okay. Listen, there's, you know what? Domestically in 2023, there's going to be some groups that are not, how do I say this? Not going to be supportive, but maybe if we get, read the next lyric, maybe we could, instead of us doing it, maybe the cops can, maybe we can do this legally.
Well, we were thinking like, maybe like, we could like have them over. We could like fix them a drink.
Okay, the cops come in. Cops came by to bring Earl in, and they searched the house high and low. They tipped their hats and said, "Thank you, ladies. If you hear anything, let us know." Okay, so the cops didn't find anything.
No, they didn't find anything.
Okay, so all right. Yeah. So the cops, the law that was set up was like, "Hey, I don't think there's anything here."
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sure.
And then, so we will after he's dead.
The weeks went by, and summer, spring turned to summer. Summer turned to fall. Turns out, he was a missing person who no one missed at all.
We really stand behind that line. That one's one of our favorites. Ooh, for
okay.
Sure.
Well, can we phrase it differently in any way? Yeah, so they kill him and bury. What
they kill
do?
Him, they wrap him in a tarp, and then they throw him over the side of the highway.
Are you serious?
Yeah, true, dude. Wait, where does it say that?
No, they literally, so they, I'm pretty sure they make him a drink. They drug him.
Yeah, they drug him. Like,
and
go
then
up.
They
go
wrap
up.
Him yeah. in a tarp. This is where they do it right here.
Yeah. Oh, those black eyed peas, they taste all right to me. So they put it in the black eyed peas.
Oh, in the food. Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah. You feeling weak? Why don't you lay down and sleep, Earl? And ain't it dark wrapped up in that tarp, Earl?
Goodness, dude. And like, wow. And this is like the Dixie Chicks who changed their name to the Chicks because they're like, hey, we don't want to be.
Right.
Right. Like, hey, which is like me calling the Dixie Chicks in 2023. Hey, super quick. I know like from a moral standpoint, you guys are leading the way. Mm. I love that. Dixie has a lot of negative connotations. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Super quick. What about that one song?
Oh, which one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just again, we're just reviewing some of these old lyrics here. You said there was a domestic situation. The cops came over and didn't find anything, meaning so the woman didn't press charges formally. So, you killed him, you drugged him, and wrapped him up in a tarp. So,
and then they bought some roadside land and started a roadside stand out on Highway 109. And that's where they got rid of him. And that's where they now sell jam and ham.
Hey, let me just say.
What?
The whole
Andrew
hey,
just learning
hey
as
listen,
we go.
I don't want to be against like the American dream or like I've spent a significant time driving around this country. Doing comedy shows, the people selling ham and jam on a roadside stand are not doing well.
Yeah.
They're not doing well. I'm just going to say, you might not miss him, but like you can't go on to vacation anymore to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And again, if you want to, that's fine. You and your girls get together. It's also, who's stopping by for ham and jam?
Right. On the side of the road.
No.
Some dude. Roadside ham,
I'll
dude?
Maybe go jam.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I might go jam.
I will go jam. I'll commit to jam.
I'll go jam sealed, though.
Yes, for sure.
I'm not going ham.
No.
No, dude. No. We sell in Tennessee ham and strawberry jam. And we don't lose sleep at night because Earl had to die. Wait.
Yeah.
We'll pack a lunch and stuff you in the trunk. Or, oh, we need a break. Let's go to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pack a lunch and stuff you in the trunk. Isn't that all right? Good. Let's take a ride, Earl. So they're putting him in the trunk.
Yeah.
And throwing him in the lake.
Yeah.
Problematic, yeah. But you know, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Hey,
I'm good. It's definitely just,
it's big.
Yeah. It's a great song.
It was big in 99.
Is it 99?
99, dude.
24 years ago.
Yeah.
That song was the jam.
Yeah. It's a good one. Nice play on jam there.
Speaking of, that was the jam.
Very nice.
How are we going to make this segue? Let me think of something.
Go ahead. Yeah. Get this.
Okay. Manscaped. You were going to go, goodbye Earl to Manscaped.
Yeah.
Whew.
Now for the real basketball.
I would say, don't you want to, I'm trying to think of you in a Manscaped, just like, we're never advertising with you again. if you wanted to kill somebody, don't you have to like, do you should like make them like hairless first? Cause for less evidence. I don't know. I got nothing. I don't know. That's gonna. We're gonna get a call.
Those girls were cutting it close. Speaking of cutting it close,
Why didn't I just? Oh, dang it, dude! You got it. You got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Speaking of cutting it close, Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit, baby. Breaking news: Manscaped now sells beard products.
That's right.
I've had a Manscaped body trimmer. How long we've had that? For a long time.
A bit now. Yeah.
And they just came out with the beard trimmer Manscaped all in one. Actually, it's all in two.
All in two?
You got to have the other one.
Oh, then of course.
Yeah, you got right. The Manscaped. Yeah. It's time to tame your mane, baby. No one likes a weird beard.
True.
So say goodbye to all your cellulite trouble. I do say whenever I come, like when Lydia sees me and I've like taken care of my, she's like, oh, what's up?
Nice.
Like
she sees you trimming your beard. She's like,
hey. Yeah, she goes, why don't you do that all the time? I go, what? I don't know. It takes time.
Yeah.
When would you shave?
When did I do my beard?
Yeah, when would you go for big weekends, big night?
Yeah. Yeah, both.
I shave for Carrie Underwood.
Nice. There you go.
I wouldn't shave for the Dixie Chicks. Yeah. The Chicks, dude, it's the Chicks. It all starts with a beard hedger. I like that. That's manly. Hedger is a manly thing.
It's cordless. It's got a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths with one guard.
Dang.
So you can get really, really custom with it.
Waterproof.
Yep, waterproof. Do it in the shower. Titanium coated T blade that's tough enough to cut hair on your face, leading to single stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time.
It's fire.
Plus all the bonus stuff that comes with it. The beard shampoo, the conditioner, the beard oil, the beard balm. It's a full, so you know how we talk about the Broadway stack.
It's a full stack.
Facial stack, man.
All the way.
Everything. Plus the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, a comb and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. It really is a full kit. Like it's everything.
Not bad. Is the read over? Is that what I do?
I'm going to hit that call.
Oh yeah. Do the call. Yeah. I was going to make a thing.
All right, cool. Cause I just want to make sure that
I feel
all
like when I'm listening to a pod, I was like, are we doing it? Are we not? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hit the call to action. Then I'll say.
Cool. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code netpositive at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code netpositive. Get yourself a Manscaped beard hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
It is a vibe. I got it.
It is.
Alex has it. Sometimes you see a guy, because like there's a lot of guys. Has Andrew ever done anything different with his facial hair? He's come in a couple different.
I don't think so.
He's always that.
It's either a little bit shorter.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you've done the same thing since I've known you.
Yeah,
I've done the same things you known me. I go a little short, so, but there's like the different beard guy,
The
mustache guy.
Yeah,
like sometimes he does like the funny facial hair guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it.
No.
And I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
I can't stand funny facial hair guy.
Yeah.
But I had a bowl cut once, so.
That is very true.
But that wasn't for fun. I mean, it was for fun.
It was also during a wild time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was during a wild time. Well, I think when you have to, like, if you wear something like wild, it can't be like, right? It has to be like, no, this is how I dress.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be like...
You got to fully commit.
Look, like I have like a pink mohawk.
Notice anything different about
me? Yeah. That's all right, okay. And you have to be like, okay, so this now, I guess. Like you have to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it, like, okay, just like, if you're going to rock something, no matter what, just rock it. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, if no one says anything... That's even better.
You know, it's worse than that though. Like the guy, so there's that guy who does it and then just wants the feedback about it. And then he goes back to his, he resumes his normal facial hair, right?
Yeah.
The worst is when the guy actually wants to try it unironically, but he pretends it's ironic.
Oh yeah.
To ease you into it.
Yeah.
And then he keeps
and then
it.
Keeps it.
And then it's like, oh, you're a handlebar mustache guy.
Oh, you're
a
handlebar.
Oh, and you wanted to be this
and
whole
you always
time.
Wanted to be.
But you didn't just want to say it.
Yeah. We saw the signs. You were like, oh, I was wanting to go to a speakeasy.
Yeah,
like, we don't want to go to Jason Aldean.
Everything you did had to be artisanal. What is that?
We don't drink craft. Where's that? We need a Bud Light, dude. Don't be insane.
You're making pasta from scratch again?
Yeah. You have a zucchini grinder? What are you doing, dude? this fits.
Yeah.
But you didn't have like the balls to pull it off.
Right.
To commit to it.
Yeah.
So you have to be like, I did it for like Halloween and then I just kept it. You're like, all right. God.
I'm a 1940s barber for Halloween. Yeah. What?
But if you go like like the greatest, like when you go to like the red carpet or whatever, they're like, this is like, that's the outfit.
Right.
And you're like, is it like, is he like wrote like the Morgan Wallen or the Theo Von mullet?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, I buy it.
Absolutely.
It looks good.
Looks great.
Looks great.
Yeah. In. I'm in.
I'm into it. Yeah. It's not like, hey, right. Like when you see a guy with a mullet and you have to be like, hey, I'm done, dude.
Yeah.
I'm out. If you had to be like, but when I had the bowl cut, by the way, I'm not going to say this formally, but like Goshen, Indiana in July, I'm going back to the fair in Amish country.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
I'm just saying okay. If there was a time.
We're on alert.
And I it'll take me to grow it about 2 months.
Start the clock.
But I could wear a hat. Mm-hmm. I could wear a hat and you wouldn't know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Dude. But if you have to be like,
we're on
freaking this guy, yeah. Like the guy's like a Fu Manchu or like a, there's like a bunch of different.
I was like, dude, it's on your face. I'm looking right at you. I see it.
Don't make me, like, I think other people have talked about this. Like you're doing like a, like you're mad at people or you're angry at whatever. Like don't bring it to the office because now we have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like if just talk to a therapist or like one of my best friends.
You're saying they should see a therapist.
Yeah, they said, oh, dang it. Not in an honest way.
Yeah,
should see a therapist. Like Steve Fee, who's been in here before, mm-hmm. One of my best friends. I was like caught up with something. I was angry. I was in a fight. Or I don't know what it was, but I called him, one of my best friends. I go, dude, I'm just like going like, and he talked me off the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back to all of this,
right.
And you don't have to bring that in there.
Yep.
So you're like, yeah, like, your wife or your relationships or your friends or your siblings, like whoever that person is, have a 20-minute conversation with them.
Yeah.
Clear that up. And then you'd be like, oh, maybe he was right about that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm good.
Put the razor down.
Yeah.
You don't need to shave your beard like that, dude.
Hey, it's all good. Maybe you're like, it's just like, I like play a lot of golf too.
Yeah.
And like funny golf apparel guy.
Mm.
I cannot Dan, mm-hmm. Look, Andrew doesn't like it too. I can't stay. Like,
Andrew's a big golf guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Funny golf. Like I watch golf. There's like a, there's a bunch of golf meme accounts that are not meme accounts. I'd be like St. Andre, my buddy, Aaron Tuning
mm-hmm.
is unbelievable golf content. I like golf humor.
Yeah.
But like the guy out there with like a funny, like catch me in the trees or something because I won't be on the green. It's like, okay. Or like you have to like look at it and yeah. Do like a it's a funny like putter cover that's like Donald Trump's head.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be like
this guy.
Donald Trump's head, huh? Or like whatever, dude. You're like, I don't know. We're not out here for that. Or like you have to I'm probably the most guilty of it.
What?
Is that you take where were we the other day? What Lydia always gets mad because not get mad, but she's like, when I like we're in an elevator or like some, I want to like take a shot for a joke.
Sure.
I want to like,
yeah.
She's always like,
it's your private stage.
Yeah. Yeah. I go, I want to see if I can get her to laugh or do some kind of funny, like, and she's like, dude. Dang.
She, like, she knows now.
Yeah.
Like she dreads, she takes the stairs
don't,
now.
Don't. Yeah. Like we were in Derek. Like, so I always feel like, especially around comedy, like it's funny when I do it on stage
mm-hmm.
and like off stage, if they don't know me or they don't know the show, it's
yeah.
Like kind of, it's like I come off too hard.
Right.
So we were in so if we get to a venue, there's like a runner, is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
He has a car and they'll take you wherever you want around town because we don't have a car, we're in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy goes, I'm always coming off like, this town looks like it's, I like kind of trash on, or like kind of joke about stuff. And it's like, dude, if it's too much, so this, the runner pulled up and he goes, what's up? My name's Thor. And then he opened the door and I walked around and Derek looks at me and goes, dude. And I go, no. Okay. Yeah. Cause I was going to like start into something.
Yeah.
He goes, dude, 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 dude. I was like, all right. No, you're right. Yeah. Dude. Okay. No. Yeah. But there's a lot of golf apparel humor.
Yeah.
That I don't.
Why do you think it is specifically with golf? Like there is, I'm not even a golf guy, and I know there's a lot of that in golf culture.
A lot of golf.
Why is that?
It's just, I think it's in every culture. Like you show up at Mondays, am I right? It's like, okay. It was like two more days till Friday. Or like the jokes, the workplace jokes, if you work in an office, is like go out to lunch. Oh, what'd you get for yourself? Meaning like you brought that for me.
Right.
It's like, okay, dude. Yeah. Ah, like what else? I'll still do it with you.
They're very dad jokey.
Very.
Yeah.
Like me, I played me and Nate Bargatze and Justin, his opener, we played golf on Sunday.
Nice.
And so like in golf,
what a day, by the way.
Yeah, what a day.
Gorgeous.
Unbelievable. In golf, like if somebody else is on the tee box and you played up into them, you wait for them to tee off before you get to the tee box because you don't want to, everybody's watching you, it's like more pressure.
Sure.
Apparently golfers are very mental. Yeah. So these guys drove up on us. I think they didn't mean to catch us. So they sat, and you don't put it in reverse and go all the way back. It's like, and you're like, just sit there.
Now it's worse.
Yeah. Now it's worse. So we all hit and he goes, hey, sorry about the older guys. They go, hey, sorry about the audience. Cause we were like, it's a golf thing. Sorry about the audience. We just wanted to see some young, strong guys hit. And immediately, all three of us, we're all three comics, all three of us at the same time, I go, well, let us know when you see one.
Nice.
Nate goes, you're going to be waiting a little longer. And then and Justin, that's the same joke.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody immediately.
Like as if you guys were programmed.
By default.
Yeah.
We just go, that's like, lucky to be out here. Yep. Finding some balls in the woods. Or like everyone jokes that they're not good.
Yeah.
Or that they're having, or like it's lucky to be. The joke is, we're not good.
Right.
That's the local golf course. Well, I just want to see some strong guys hit the ball. Yep. Gonna be waiting a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know when you see one.
That's
or like,
good.
And then I think Justin goes, we're waiting too.
Nice.
Or
like, do you all just look at each other like, oh, great, guys.
And nice. Everyone goes, jokes. Ooh. All right, Casey. Yeah. Everybody. I guess that's better.
jokes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're out of here. I was gonna talk about, I wanna talk about the Hampton Inn.
Okay.
The Hot Pocket. But I did this bit about, I've always gone back and forth with this for a long time. I did this bit about if Bible characters were influencers.
Yeah.
I did it yesterday. Finding things around my house, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, David using binoculars, which is a bit we should have retired, but I went back to it because I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's jokes. You're like, jokes. And then there's like, you know, Abraham tying up his son to like, I love this rope.
Nice. You did Eve with the apple.
Yeah. And I would like to know what you guys think about this. I go, I've just never been comfortable doing jokes as Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And those like, you could be a bit, hey, I love these fish. I love these, this, table. I made it. There's a bunch of,
right.
I go, the people in the Bible, we're all human, and that's just a history book of people. I go, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing
that's
it.
That's where your
bro.
Line is.
I'm not being Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not in person. There's, and I've seen other comics do it, and I've seen Saturday Night Live do it.
Yeah.
I've seen where you're like Jesus in 2022, or if Jesus had a cell phone. We've done a bunch of Bible characters,
right?
And I go, I don't know, dude. I'm not, you know?
It's tough. I think it depends. Like, I would say for my taste, it's case by case.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But also, even as I say that, I'm like, yeah, but if it's funny, it's funny. Like, I'm going to laugh at it. And because I do think there is something that's funny about, obviously, he was 100% man.
He was 100% man.
It's funny when he's humanized like that because I didn't meet him 100% man.
Yep.
I know him 100% God. So for me, it's like, thinking about him like stubbing his toe on something is hilarious to me.
It's funny. And you go, if this is like, I don't think I want that on like my record.
Right.
Like when like he gets there, he's like, what's up? Like everything's good. Like, I appreciate that you like, you know, forgave those that were wrong against you and all the charity work that you did. And the, but It's super great. This YouTube video. Like, I don't know. I just get nervous about
it. It's on, like, a
it.
Saved playlist with yeah. just that one video.
Yeah.
He's like, can you show me this one?
No, okay. I thought at the time, like, you know, so some people can, like, misinterpret, like, you know, at the time, you're like, that joke, those were okay. But now right. you're like, I would not, like.
Yeah.
And if it some people go, like, dress up as him, mm-hmm. you know? And then, like, you wear, like, a wig and, like, a, but then I guess there's, like, movies.
Yeah.
Where people have played him.
Right.
Yeah. I just think the savior of humanity. Mm-hmm. Now I go, what if Jesus is like, what? Like, I'll kind of, but I just don't want it. I just don't want it. I don't want it. I just nervous to do it.
You just don't want the Jesus smoke.
I'm nervous
smoke.
To do it. No, I don't want the Jesus smoke, dude. I don't want the Jesus smoke. Yeah. Or I don't want to risk, like, that's a very, very obviously set. And I've seen people do it kind of okay. Mm-hmm. But I just don't.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a joke. I think if you built your entire thing around it, then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like, if you did,
if it
turned into, like, your act is now I'm out here as Jesus telling jokes. That's
a
problem.
Yeah, I've seen like some TikToks of, like, if Jesus came back mm-hmm. and he's like, what is going on here? It theologically, it is correct. Like, it is correct.
Sure.
You go, yeah, he would probably be like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Or like, if Jesus walked into these mega churches.
Yeah.
But not, I guess it's like the appropriation thing. Mm. Like, if I was dressed as me and then as Jesus, I'm going, wait, what are you guys doing? I might do that, but I'm not putting on a wig.
No,
making light of it. I don't know. That's where the line is for me, but other people have done it.
Well, there are, like, two Jesuses. They're like the Jesus that was, and then there's the caricature of Jesus that's not what it. That's not what he was.
Well,
he,
I have been it's doing
not
like
the,
a...
It's not the Fabio-looking dude.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not
who
he was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny because, a lot of people are, like, not really, like, it used to be, we all got saved out of fear, right? Mm-hmm. I'm scared to go to hell. Did I want to... And now, like, that kind of fear, like, admiration for, like, holy or, like, you know, people come into church and, like, protest or, like, people... throw eggs at the Catholic Church or what, or like, you might not, like, agree with it, but I'm still like a rap video with, like, there's, like, girls and alcohol and guns all around. He has, like, Jesus on a cross. I go, I'd be careful with that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I there's still a little bit of, like, I know this is, like, a symbol, but, like, I still say, oh my gosh, like, just in case, mm-hmm. like, I go, I'm going to put the SH on there. Like, I don't think.
Yeah.
That's, like, what he meant when, but I'm just going to I'm still trying to, like, be.
Yeah.
Like, respectful of the.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot there. Like, I would also say, I don't think everybody is saved out of fear. Like, I think it could also be out of gratitude and love. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of other
things.
Like, a
lot in the 90s. Which
but absolutely.
Like, yeah. If you died today.
And as a kid, too. Yeah. Like, you don't have the ability to understand that type of stuff. But, like, yeah, there's definitely, I think there's lines. I don't know where they are.
I don't know either. And everybody's is different.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I guess.
Well,
I
where is his? That's the only one that matters. Like, where is his line? And, like, we don't.
Where's the line? Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to talk about the Chris Rock thing in a second.
Yeah.
Speaking of lines.
Yeah.
But I've gone back and forth with this for a long time. So, like, Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. right?
Great program.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. That like, everyone cancels their plans at 11 o'clock on Saturday night to watch.
For sure.
What's that? No one does. And the ratings are literally going straight down. Okay. Got it. All right. So, it's a very, what you would call very, I hate the term woke because it's just like,
yeah.
Like if somebody says, like, with a bunch of libtards, like, all right, you're not helping.
Yeah.
You're not helping.
Right.
If somebody said woke is like a, I don't want to say that's what SNL is, but they're very like, they were still like, as of almost in this year, they were still like wearing masks in the, you know, when they all come
like
out on
production.
The stage at the end of the show and like wave it to everybody. Like they were doing it. For forever.
Wow.
I would have to go back and look to see how long they were, but they're very like for, I mean, they're New York.
Yeah. It's signaling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very like none of the, anyway, so they do this joke swap thing. Have you seen it?
No. Oh, wait, with Colin
and
Michael.
And Michael Che.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is unbelievable.
So funny.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And let me just say at the top, it's unbelievable.
Love it.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
okay, now that that's out of the way.
And it's great. And that's, I think that's like literally save, it's like just carrying Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And that's all I ever see of Saturday Night Live, by the way.
Yes.
Is that.
It's definitely the only thing that I'm laughing at when it comes up in my feed, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say, I don't want to make racist jokes because...
As a show. Okay.
We stand against racism.
Yes.
Because it perpetuates...
I like where you're going.
It perpetuates stereotypes.
Yep.
It paints one race as a negative light that all... And all these things that racist jokes are you supposed to stand against. You create... This joke construct where you switch, right? The joke construct, explain it. It's basically.
It's a white guy and a black guy.
And they
write jokes for each other to deliver.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
Because the other guy is reading what are now the most wildly offensive jokes.
Yeah. They're the radioactive ones that you would keep to yourself and send in your group chat.
Comparing like a black guy to like. A gorilla,
right?
Comparing like a black guy to like abandoning his family.
Yeah, maybe say something against the white guy too, just so.
The white guy. All these nerdy,
yes.
like stereotypes of white guys, mm-hmm. and then they're like they don't know, so they're not fashionable. They know they go after each other.
Yes,
and it is hilarious,
it's fantastic.
But it's just this little like joke construct that now lets. All those things that you like 10, 11, 12, 13 year old kids that are on TikTok,
right?
That may or may not have ever even known about these stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
That let's say a black man is abandoning his family.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you know about that?
Right.
And then this, what I'm saying is, this is everything you stand against.
Yes. I don't know how it got approved.
No, but it's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
But it's contradictory to what they're saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't stand up here and be like, we're anti when you do that.
And it's your most successful segment, in my opinion.
And know what else? Everyone loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the onus is on. But just don't, when you say, hey, like, there's a lot of these comics that are like, just say, I mean, there's the joke that's been going around that's just wildly offensive, but it's hilarious. It's so funny. I don't even want to play it. It's so funny. It has like 20 comments and like 780,000 shares. Meaning like...
Nobody wants to show up in the comment section, but they want to share it with everybody.
But everybody... A share is, you know, like on all the apps, if you click the link and text it,
yep.
That's a share.
Yes.
Because it's tracking all of that.
Yep.
So you go, this is horrific.
Yeah.
And then... And then it goes everywhere, but nobody wants to put this. So you go, hey, all this is what those jokes are, what all of us in this country think is funny.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Number one. And they are funny.
And it shows that they know that, which makes the whole them standing and posturing for all this stuff. It's like, but you do know though that this is hilarious because you continue to march these guys out to do this segment and say yes.
And you continue to keep
and you promote it and all like
and all the same stereotypes, by the way.
Yeah.
Like it's like the Billy Wayne Davis, who's a comic, has a great joke about ventriloquists.
Mm-hmm.
He goes like, I'm not racist, the puppet is. It's just like, dude.
Right.
Because like Jeff Dunham has made, but by the way, is in arenas,
yes,
exclusively in arenas.
Yeah,
if you look
like
at the
Vegas residency
the biggest ones.
Yes.
If Jeff Dunham came to Nashville, he's at Bridgestone.
Yeah,
there's
and I'm going,
and he's probably breaking the attendance record because
it's just him and a stool. No ice,
dude.
What if he did Jeff Dunham on ice?
Jeff Dunham on ice. So he goes like, he has like, gosh, dude, he has like the grandpa, right?
Yes.
So he's like, get off my lawn. I can't stand them Mexicans.
Right.
And he's like, dude.
Yeah.
So like, but he's saying it, dude. It's just this small, like trick in the human brain. They go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like I used to have a joke in my show that it goes like, I would go down to, we used to do this, like, we play basketball, like, downtown.
Yeah.
And then like in like the like inner city, and I would hear, I was homeschooled, so I'd hear all the lingo the kids were using.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know how to put those words in sentences.
Right.
So I'd be back in the suburbs. This is on my first special, I think. And I'm walking through the park. I see a baseball on the ground. I'd be like, yeah, I'd hit that. Because it's like, but what is the joke? The joke is it's a sex joke.
Right.
But I am the
naive kid.
But I made it, dude.
Right.
So I must know what it is. But they're like, ah.
Right.
Right?
Because they're along for the ride. They just bought into it.
And they like, it's like it. A little like, it's like ventriloquism. Like he's literally, like you can't see his mouth moving. So you're like, it's because Jeff is the straight man.
Right.
Jeff, the guy is, and it's like Ahmed, the dead terrorist.
Right.
Like saying all these horrific, but you can't see his mouth moving. It's like, and then he's like, dude, you can't say it. Oh. And he's going, hey, dude, that's across the line.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's the thing.
Yep.
I think.
That's the entire, yeah, that's the bit. Is
yes.
Him like trying to be like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. He goes like, it's the grandpa, the Earl or whatever. Not Earl. That's for, it's the, or he's dead.
Yep.
It's the old crotchety racist grandpa, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the terror, the Ahmed. Those are the biggest ones.
I'm looking them up.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah. Jeff. Walter. Yeah, Walter.
Peanut was the purple creature that he has.
I don't remember that
and
one.
And then,
Ahmed.
Ahmed is the dead terrorist.
And so, yeah. And so he's like, it's, I mean.
Jose Jalapeno on a stick. On his stick.
No,
that was dude, the, that was no, that was what
that.
He said.
That's, no, dude, the puppet says it that. Though. No. Say it again.
I can't. It wasn't me.
Sweet Daddy D, Melvin the superhero guy.
Some of these must have come after I got on.
No, there. I think some of them they you don't really like.
That's so
the
funny,
character
man.
Doesn't really like connect. So you're like, all right, this guy's got to go.
Yeah,
but it's just like, hey, Saturday Night Live. Like, hey, we're all fine with it.
Yeah,
we love the jokes.
Do more like that.
Do but. Don't say you're like they canceled like Shane Gillis fired, right?
For sure.
Because he, what did he do?
I don't know.
By the way,
Asian jokes.
By the way, his career has gone unbelievably, impossibly more successful than Saturday Night Live could ever made him.
I didn't know who he was until that happened.
Yeah.
And now he's, I think, one of the funniest people in the world.
Now you can't find a Shane Gillis ticket.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Or Melissa Villaseñor, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They hired her, and then somebody went and found her old tweets. And they're like, we stand against, but you don't.
Right.
And all the way, I'm fine with it. And I like the jokes. We're just saying, if there's these are all over TikTok.
Yeah.
The racial swap, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And everyone that's listening to this has heard them.
Yep.
If not, I would say go look one up.
Go watch them.
And they're hilarious. You will die. You will die.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. But if there's a 10, 11, 12-year-old kid on TikTok, this could be the first time he's ever heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you're like perpetuating. Yeah. That, how is that not?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm a comedian. I'm into it. Mm-hmm. I think the bit's hilarious. Just don't grandstand.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's hypocritical.
Yeah. It's hypocritical. And we, by the way, have never been, so.
Not one time.
It feels
time.
Nice to look down.
Especially on this show.
Never sure. Once. We should get like a check. We should just get, what did I say? I said.
So it feels nice to look down on people.
Yeah. I'm just
from way up here.
Yeah. I said, see a therapist.
Yeah.
And I've said things on the show, and then I've like 2 weeks later been like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, many times. Anyway, Blinkist. We got a new sponsor.
Yeah, and I like this one.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Blinkist. Okay. The year 2023 is the year for you to become the better person. New year, new me. Blinkist. Before we read the copy, let me just explain it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an app where all these books.
Right.
Everybody wants to read books.
Yep.
Nobody has time.
No.
And the first thing that you do, go, I want to listen.
Yep.
You're right. I'm going to listen. Like when I've been on heavy on to, what's his name? This is embarrassing. The guy that runs like 90 miles and just calls you.
David Goggins.
Yeah, I've been heavy on him. I listened. It was like, dude, you're a weak person. You no complaints. You better get up. And like the God is, and you're like, you're just jacked up.
Yeah, running through a wall.
Stay hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, you go anyway. So all these books, everybody, I wrote a book. It's takes you seven and a half hours to read it.
Yeah.
Although mine wouldn't qualify this because it's fiction. It's not, or they wouldn't do an autobiography. Anyway, Blinkist, what it does is just is, explain it the best way to say it.
Yeah, so they have
a book.
So it's an app that helps you understand the most important things from over 5,500 nonfiction books in just 15 minutes. So yeah. With the help of Blinkist, you can discover new perspectives, broaden your horizons, have exciting conversations, experience aha moments, and more. So they have over 5,500 titles in 27 different categories. They offer bite-sized content. So 15 minutes is all that it takes to get powerful insights into different topics.
Yeah.
So instead of like going to listen to a whole audio book, which is going to take you, like you said, seven and a half hours. They basically have already done the reading for you.
Yeah.
And then they streamline it, break it down into nice like 15, 20 minute or so pieces. And you can either read it on the app or you can hit play and it will read it to you. So you can use it like an audiobook.
And, but it's, I go, while we're on the call with them before we, and I go, what, they can't be fiction books.
Right.
They go, yeah, obviously. Cause that's like a story.
Right. Right.
And I was like, dude, if you Blinkist had like Huck Finn,
yeah,
it'd be like, two dudes that weren't really good at school. let's say Huck Finn, two dudes that weren't really good at school. Floated down the river, met a black guy, and then went back to the wedding.
Yeah.
Or is it a wedding or a funeral? It was a funeral.
I don't remember.
Huck Finn?
I don't remember.
I think it was a funeral. I think Huck Finn, I think Huck Finn is a funeral. We need a fact check on that.
You should start that app.
Huck Finn didn't get married.
You just summarize fiction books.
Yeah. It's a different one. Yeah. But this is great. Yeah. So the video, like 7 habits of highly effective people.
Right.
You're like, all right.
Bingo.
And a lot of people, I do know this, that when they read a book, you go, it feels good to finish one.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like a quarter of the way in. And you go, right?
That's a big commitment.
And you go, I don't know if I want to do it. And you go, screw it, dude.
Yeah.
And I liked it. She goes, well, a lot of this is, it summarizes what the book, and you can figure out if you want to read it.
Yes.
She goes, if you love it, you go back and read it.
I like that.
I like that too.
That's a cool
way
to see it.
Not for fiction, obviously.
Right. Because
you're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Anyway. And they have this thing called Blinkist Connect now. So like you pay for your premium user account and then you can share that account with another person of your choice. So effectively it's like a buy one, get one free type deal. So you can share your account with somebody else.
Yeah.
So right now Blinkist is offering a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/net positive to start your 7-day free trial. And get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist, Blinkist.com/net positive, 25% off, 7-day free trial, Blinkist.com/net positive. And now for a limited time, you can even use Blinkist Connect to share your premium account. You will get two premium subscriptions for the price of one.
Like sharing a Netflix password.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but legal.
And then email us and tell us what you learned.
Yes.
Everybody wins.
There's a ton of stuff on there. I was poking around on it this week. It's really impressive.
Killer. We out here. Let me see. What did you, we got to wrap with the, I was going to tell the, you want to go to the Chris Rock special?
Sure. Do you have a take
How much
on
time
it?
We got?
We are at about 50.
All right. We go, Chris Rock posted, he did a live Netflix special.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. Well, no, I'm going to be one of those guys, I guess. Because I go, I've seen the clips, you know?
Yeah.
I shouldn't speak on it, but...
do it anyways, man.
Well, he messed up a joke.
In the special?
Like, badly. He was talking about concussion, Will Smith being in the movie Concussion, and he used the wrong... And he goes, oh, I just screwed this joke up. I did
see
that part.
Like he used the wrong reference for it?
Yeah, he used a different movie
that
messed up the whole joke.
Man.
But again, it was live. And that happens to me all the time.
Wow.
I was shocked to see it. But I go, oh, yeah, it's live. So if you film a comedy special, mine's coming out in May. You do two shows. Sometimes you do three shows.
Yeah.
Same outfit. You're just like, oh. If we didn't get it, we'd get it the next show.
Right.
Move everything around so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did something live and he goes, oh, I messed this joke up. Because in a live show, you would see that all the time.
So like he realized it halfway through and was like, oh,
might
no.
Even before halfway through.
Oh, yeah. God.
But.
And he didn't just like retake it? That's crazy.
You can't.
Wow.
How could you retake it?
Yeah, I guess.
You can't go, oh, let me start this. I mean, you could.
You could. It's
that would be
weird
funny.
For a second.
It'd be funny, but I go, let me do this joke over.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't make sense live. Because if I said, I'm recording this, let me do this joke over.
Yeah.
I've done that before. Yeah, it was like, but it was shocking to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're doing a movie live.
Yeah.
But a live, I've always said this about live comedy. It's like, oh, I watched the Netflix special. It was like, yeah, but the live,
right?
There's more of like a energy. He's like, oh, he's saying that you're out there. There's more risk
for sure
for everybody involved. If you're sitting behind a screen, you're not in there,
right?
Especially if somebody heckles or if somebody they're doing something that is, or if it's not going well.
Yeah. So what did he do? He just kind of,
I think
like,
he just got him later. I mean, he's a professional. He's been doing comedy for forever, but a lot of all the clips I've seen are about, guess what?
What?
You know,
Will Smith.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So there's a lot of Will Smith in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it seems,
like, I'll watch it tonight. I just,
well, it seems
to.
Very like you're still carrying that.
Oh, really?
But he should.
Has
I mean,
he, well, his, he hasn't released anything since then. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess you'd assume it would be.
It was
in
just
this
very,
one.
Very.
It better not be in the next one.
Yeah, it better be. I need it to be in this one. Yeah. It was very direct and harsh, but comedy's allowed. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. And he hit him. So you're allowed to.
Yeah, while he was working.
Yeah, while you were clocked in at the office.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that. But then, it, like, we've been talking about Bert Kreischer, because he's like selling the most amount of tickets.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, you know what that proves? Is like, Nate was saying this to me. He goes, people just want to have fun.
Yeah.
They just want to have fun. Like, and I go, I got a lot of issues. We talked about this before on this podcast today. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, don't bring your, these people got a ticket to you because they want to, somebody, I was going to put this in the email because somebody says, man, your Grand Rapids show was unbelievable. And I struggle with depression or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I've never seen so many happy people in the same place at
That's
one
amazing,
time.
That's amazing, man.
Right?
That's so cool to hear.
And I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going through something with, I don't have a boss really, but sure. If I'm going through something with my neighborhood HOA or I'm going through, like I have resentments,
mm-hmm.
but if I bring all those to you, like, yeah. You know, comics have like gotten divorced
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm down for like a funny, like joke about your ex.
Sure.
But then you're like, all right, now six.
Right.
And you go, okay, now you're putting this on me.
Yeah.
And now I got to carry this.
Yeah.
So like Bert's, it's just, there's no victims of the joke.
He's having fun.
He's just having a fun time and he likes to drink.
He's got the movie coming out too.
Yeah.
That Machine movie looks awesome.
Yeah, dude. And I've known Bert for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And it's just him trying to, and like, you see a lot of this stuff is like, how much like anti-Will Smith stuff are we going to give you?
Yeah.
Do we give him 3 minutes?
Right.
Do we give him, if he calls like, Jada, or if he calls her a worse name, is that where? How much time are we allowing him?
Right.
Or go, oh, I liked it, but I won't probably see enough.
Where's the line?
Yeah.
There it is. Where is it? How much are we okay with?
Where is it, dude? Speaking of, you want to do this one?
Yeah.
All right. I just found this afternoon, and I was going to send it to you.
Yeah, hit it.
No, not this one. It's the next one.
This one.
Nah, yeah. All right. What have I said about Florida-Georgia Line in here?
You've said they are phenomenal.
Yes.
You've said that people disrespect them.
Yep.
And you said that we are taking them for granted.
And if you go to if you go outside today, you go to the mall, to the gym, you drive around Nashville with your windows open into a gas station, you will hear Florida Georgia Line song.
Yeah, if the sun is out and a beer has been cracked, you will hear FGL.
You're going to hear
like
FGL.
They appear. That's
yeah.
just kind of how
if you go to the
happens.
Gas station,
yeah.
if you sit there for 30 minutes, either in the thing
yeah.
or somebody pulling up
for
on
sure.
Saturday, you're going to hear, it's Saturday in the summer, you're going to hear Florida Georgia Line song.
Yeah.
Okay? And Florida Georgia Line, they turned on them
yeah.
for whenever. It's like freaking Barabbas and the story of Jesus they were like, give us the, I don't know what this,
yeah, give us Barabbas.
Give us Barabbas
yeah.
and crucify Jesus.
Right.
And this guy was healing everybody and they were like, they switched on him.
Right.
And he's like, and Barabbas was like, everybody hated him and they're like, free him. And
yeah.
you're like, wait, what? And we talked about this before we started the cameras with like all the murder, all the cold cases.
Yeah.
Like Brian Koberger.
Yeah.
Alex Murdaugh. Like yeah. we decided kill him.
Yeah.
Or we were hoping that's where the documentary was going.
Right.
Find the evidence to kill this guy.
Yep.
We already decided we were against him.
Yeah.
The literally, the open of those the Alex Murdaugh documentary is like, this guy holds all the power in the city and he has a lot of money and there's people that are underrepresented that he takes advantage of. Where let's start it. I go, what do you mean? Let's start that. What? You're already, what?
We're already like, kill him.
Yeah. And now you
don't care.
Yeah, you don't care. Let's find the evidence to kill. Yeah. And now you're going to see, like, I'm not like pro Alex Murdaugh. Obviously. Obviously.
Bold stance.
Obviously.
Comedian yeah. John Chris takes like, Alex Murdaugh.
He goes,
side.
I don't know. He seemed to, what? Hey, what?
He made some good points.
Let's hear him out.
I mean, have you had a family before? Yeah.
Like, it's like all, but that happened before in the Brian Koberger, the cold case. You know what would be perfect for this, by the way? What? Blinkist. Because if you hold on.
Blinkist for true crime?
Yeah, I'm not even trying to do like a promo for them. But yeah. if everyone talks about the case
yeah.
at the office, everywhere, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know about both of these or no?
No, I know about the Idaho
Koberger.
One
That's
lot.
The Brian Koberger. Yes. Yeah, you're into that one. But if everybody starts talking about Alex Murdaugh, you don't know.
I'm out. Yeah.
And a lot of people listen to this podcast and go, wait, what?
Yeah. You need the Blinkist out
there. Yeah. All right. We need to Blinkist flash of the cold the, case.
Flash up the lower third.
Yeah.
The
right back.
Double ad. Double yeah. charges.
That's not in there, by the way.
No.
That's not in
no,
there. Yeah. Not. They don't no. offer. But you go.
They should, though. That's yeah. hilarious.
You go, oh, we already have our opinion made up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go find. And by the way, maybe I'm sensitive to this because I've been on both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, so. I go, I don't know, Florida Georgia Line has a lot of hits, a lot of hits. And they had an unbelievable 8-year run.
Crazy run,
just
dude.
On top.
Changed the genre.
Okay, right? So they broke up, or they didn't officially break up. But Brian's a buddy of mine, by the mm-hmm. way. They're not, so they're gone, or not touring. I don't know if they're officially broken up, doing side projects, whatever.
Sure.
Nowhere to be seen, right? For the last, since COVID,
mm-hmm.
nowhere to be seen.
Yep.
So I follow... Country Central,
nice,
which is a country music meme page or whatever, and I see this. It's a what is it?
It's a picture. It's a picture of the two of them, and it's a poll.
They pulled They pulled about 4,500 people with the question: "We took Florida Georgia Line for granted," and 3,100 said yes,
agreed.
And I go, oh, so we found the bottom, and now. I already know where the story's going to go.
Yeah.
Now everybody's like, oh, and then it's like in whatever they go, like low key, like get your shine on kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do all the thing again.
Yeah.
And then it's going to happen to Morgan.
Yep.
Right. If they're going to go, dude, this guy, whatever. And then they're going to be out on him. And then he's going to be back.
I mean, Morgan just broke every record that he already
he
had
currently
set
is
with
in.
The last
yeah,
one.
Currently, like
sales wise, it's already there. But
yeah,
public
yeah,
perception
yeah.
wise, like yeah. you're saying, yeah, for sure.
It's going to be in however many years, 2, 3, 4, or whatever, like enough Morgan.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like not cool. And then he's going to come, and then it's going to come back again.
Yeah. And Morgan's 29, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Like he's got some time.
Yeah, we got
country,
some
country artists play until they're like
we got
78.
Some time, dude. Like, it's not a rapper.
Uh-uh.
You got some longevity.
Yeah,
and those. And I said, like a lot of those Morgan songs, is you're going to be singing like the our parents sang Garth Brooks song.
Yeah,
really, like Friends in Low Places.
Yeah,
like Sand in My Boots.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be singing when you're 80.
Yeah,
for sure.
Dude, that Flower Shops record with Ernest,
killer.
That thing's classic.
What I think what I'm saying is don't just get into like, oh, I'm not just following.
Yeah.
I'm not following your thing. Because then you take him down. We're like, oh, yeah, he's the worst. And then you're like, follow him back up. I go, just think for yourself.
Yeah.
If you like him, just say, I don't know. I like him.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
That's on the back of my shirt that I bought at a gas station with two guns going just like that.
Both your guns.
Get it out. All right, let's close up with that fan mail.
Deal.
I want to talk about this because we talked in 2 weeks ago before the Jared episode.
Yes.
By the way, I wonder what people, if people like the episodes or the guest episodes.
People can comment and let us know.
I love the guest episodes, but I like these episodes too because I feel like I have a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
You're like, Jen, yeah, obviously. We would appreciate you saying less.
I like
things.
Them both.
I like them both too.
For different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both fill a void for me.
Yeah, it's a good way to say it.
You know?
I like the guest, but I want the guest episodes to be like 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
We might need to start doing that.
If we just say, hey, this is a guest episode, because I feel like it's a little disrespectful to have a guy in here for an hour.
Because you just feel like it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Get out of here.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But if you had like,
The guest episode's a booty call. Like, we need to wind it down a guest a little bit.
Like, I'm only texting at night.
Yeah. Nice.
Only texting after midnight. Nice. And he's like, dude, can you call me during the day?
Yeah, like,
no, you're right.
What's up? Let's get lunch. Coffee.
You like come in here and you get all the, like, you hit all the hot button stuff. And you're like, all right, see ya.
Well, let's start doing them longer. That's fine. I mean, our like solo ones like this go over an hour. Pretty much every time. I mean, we've been doing like hour 40 and stuff.
It's so funny because like all the content, like a female influencers, like, what do you want to see from me? Like more try-ons, more day in the life,
more hauls,
more parenting.
Get ready with me.
What do you want to see? I'm like, hey, Brittany, go back and look at the analytics. Look at the views. They'll tell you. They'll tell you exactly what they want to see.
Bikini photos, Brittany. That's why we're here.
I don't know. Yeah, just go see. You know what they like.
Yeah.
Have you ever posted more than one time on the internet? You know.
Yeah.
The analytics are so robust. Like,
a lot of you have been asking me.
So many people, like, going forward, what do you want to see from me? I'm like, are you out of ideas?
Yes.
Like, you know what they want to see.
Yeah. By the way, some of those answers are probably wild.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to see from me?
No. Oh. Do you want to see more workout? Do you want to see more workout videos? Do you want to see my diet? Do you want to see day in the life? What else is there?
More of get ready sparkles, my
get
dog.
Ready get ready. More. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. Go back and just see what people like.
Finance. I want finance advice.
You're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Well, I was going to say, I was going to ask all the listeners, what do you want to see the guest episodes?
Yeah.
Or we can look.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, we can check.
We can check.
And we have checked. They're pretty even.
Oh, yeah.
People like both.
If we knew, we'd be like, yeah, we're switching it to all guests. We're like, yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
We would do it.
Yeah. We're not. Oh, if one way did better than the other way, we'd do that. Yeah, for sure.
We'd
just
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you talking about? All the videos I've ever made, ever. But we talked, I think, earnestly, not before the Jared episode, about things that get your tires pumped, is what we called it.
Yes.
And this is like very, like, we said, like, for a pastor, like, do you want to tell everybody about Jesus? Do you want to lead people in their relationship with the Lord? Do you want to serve your community? Yes. But also, give me 1%. Mm-hmm. Give me half of 1%. Does it feel good to your ego when you're up there and it's packed?
Right.
Just give me 1% and then we can debate.
Yep.
Right? If you are a ER nurse.
Yeah.
I love helping people.
Yeah.
I love saving lives. But I'll give you 99.9% of that. Mm-hmm. Is there 1% of you that goes on a little bit of a power trip and you're like, I'm holding someone's life in my hand and I feel very, very important.
Or when you get to tell somebody what you do for a living. Lives. It's like, I'm an ER nurse.
And so, and I go, do I like helping people like have a fun night out? Yes. Mm-hmm. But do I like people that are like struggle with like depression? I bring some levity to their day. Do I enjoy that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, when I get paid.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll give you, I would almost go 50-50. No, I'll give you 75. I'll give
here
you
we go.
90%. That it's a kind of, I don't know what percentage. Anyway, but the emails are just flooded.
Yes.
With everybody saying wild things, by the way.
Yes.
And the net on this is 1,000% positive because we're all acting like this anyway.
Yep.
We just admit it.
Yeah.
And then you'd be fine.
And we're going to keep these all anonymous like we told you guys that we would. So everybody that's listening that wrote in that is like biting your nails right now is if we're going to say your name.
Yeah.
We're not going to say your name.
You go. You know like Alcoholics Anonymous or like Narcotics Anonymous? A-A-N-A. What is this?
Ooh,
Egos Anonymous?
Egos Anonymous.
Yeah.
EA. Nice, dude.
EA.
EA Sports.
Yeah. EA. This is EA. Egos Anonymous.
It's
you
in
write
your
it,
brain.
Write it. And if people are going to listen to this and they're going to think about theirs.
Yeah.
And they're going to write in.
Yes.
They're going to have more of them.
Yeah. Let's keep this train rolling.
All right. Let's go. We got to, we'll only get a, we're coming to the end of the episode. We'll get a couple of them here. Though.
All right. This one's from, no, I'm just kidding. So, hey, John and Alex, love the pod and appreciate you guys. As a high school math teacher, I love my job. I think it's the greatest job in the world. I do truly love making a difference in a kid's life.
Okay. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Do we agree with this?
Yes.
Do we support this?
Yes.
Yes. Is that a good and noble thing? Yes. And if you've given your life to instruct other people to learn and better themselves, awesome.
Double thumbs up.
All right. What is the first word of the next paragraph?
Line break. New paragraph. Also,
here we go.
As a young, relatable, fun teacher, it's fairly it's fairly easy for me to be the popular slash favorite teacher. Ooh. As a result, I love to go to my students' sporting events, school plays, extracurricular activities to show my, quote, support.
Well, I like that.
However,
I love this guy.
If you think I go to those sporting events to watch Trevor go 0-for-3 and make a couple errors at shortstop in a JV baseball game.
Why Trevor, dude?
You are wrong.
Trevor catching strays.
Trevor's like, yo, what? Trevor's like, I know exactly who this is because I did go 0-for-3 last weekend. I primarily go to hear my name shouted from the students on the field or students watching from the bleachers.
Yeah.
I've had my name chanted from student sections at football and basketball games before, parentheses flex. So I'm 100% taking that all in.
I love this guy.
See you at the game next Friday night. Not because I want to support your kid, just the tires are a little flat. In my opinion, 80% tire pumping, 20% showing support.
That's nice, an unbelievable email.
Well done.
That's an unbelievable email. That is an unbelievable email. I love every second of that.
Perfect.
And everybody's going to go, yeah.
Yeah.
And he gave us 80-20.
80-20 is a bold
80
take.
Pumping.
Yeah.
But also, if you, like, I kind of know this energy.
That's very honest. Like, I like that.
The older, like, the teachers that are like curmudgeons or whatever, they're like, you're never going to pass that. And this guy's young and cool.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, he wears J's.
Yeah. And he's like, but like what he wears, like his khakis and his loafers to teach, but he comes up in jeans to the game.
Nice.
And like probably wearing something like a hoodie. And
his
like,
after hours clothing.
Yeah.
And his civilian clothes.
Bro, just on the street.
What?
And they're probably calling by his first name. Nah, they probably don't do that.
No, they call him by an initial. Like it's like Mr. Z
Coach
or
J.
something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach. Yeah. 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 They're chanting his name. But the under you, yeah you can it's so undercover though
yeah
because that one's hard to expose
yes
good for him
dude. Yes that's good,
good for
I,
that
and
guy.
I like the percentage 80-20 is very honest
give it to you
I appreciate
all right,
here that we go. All right this one says okay here's one being a foster parent
wow dude
this is bold
okay
2% of it. Is it feels good when people tell me how special I am to take care of those kids and how they could never do it. So they're going 98%.
98, good.
Feel like actually serving.
Altruistic, 98%.
Yes. 2%
selfless.
Ego.
2%. You go, hey, it's a foster. You're like, oh.
Do we feel like that's honest? 2% ego there?
No, but we're not here for that. We're not here for that.
You're right. We said if you give us 1%, you're right. I apologize.
We can debate. They can.
It's not up to us.
Nope.
You're right.
Nope.
You're right. Not up to us. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I broke our rules.
It can go either way. All I'm saying is you want the person to say, give me 1%.
Give me one.
And then.
And they gave us 2. So
we can debate. They can debate that.
Right.
But just say, if you give me 1%, then we're now in. Right?
Right.
Now we're into the...
We can have a conversation.
Now we're into the conversation.
Yeah.
Foster parent is tough.
It's a very altruistic thing,
well,
too.
Well, dude,
that's
you know,
crazy.
So in Compassion International?
Yeah.
Like it's like the biggest nonprofit in the world,
mm-hmm.
which does unbelievable work. We took a tour of their... I don't even know if I want to say this. This is what has become a knowledge, I think. We went down to the Dominican Republic because they were showing us all their... This is a couple years ago. They're showing us all their... And they said, I go, hey, do y'all sponsor white children? And they said, no.
Hmm.
So like Russia, Estonia, some of those Eastern European countries with tremendous poverty.
Yeah.
Like who is sponsoring white Western people are sponsoring the kids. They don't want on their fridge a white kid.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
There's a deeper psychological convo that is not for this show.
No, we're like, hey, we're out of time. Anyway, see you next week. What? But does that make sense, though?
Cut to Compassion Link.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yes,
if you
it
have,
does make sense.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, I'm being 100% a bad person right now.
Sure.
If you foster a white kid and you're white, it's like you're not getting the credit. I just said that's
interesting.
But if you have that's why their business exists, because you're like, look at from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible. Dude,
there's some psych
that's
stuff.
That's horrible.
That
let's
like,
move on from that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even
that's
know.
Wild.
I don't even know how to tiptoe around that.
We'll save that for the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
all right, this one. I like this one.
Oh, my, dude.
Yo, John, Alex, and crew. I help lead worship at my church. Oh, I play guitar and sing and sometimes lead by myself.
Ooh,
that's a flex.
I like that.
I truly love serving.
Read all the normal ones until you get to the but or the also. Read it up to there and then stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I truly,
I'm sure it's coming.
Love serving my church. Truly.
Okay.
And helping lead others to worship Christ.
Okay. Is that still good parts or that's
still good?
Yeah.
But.
yes, dude.
Also,
episode should go, but
you got a but and an also on this one. But also,
it
doesn't hurt when a pretty girl walks in. I introduce myself.
This must be a guy.
And then, boom, I walk on stage and start singing and playing.
Yeah.
Really got to check my heart sometimes, but it is nice to get my tires pumped every now and then. Stay fresh, boys.
Yeah, I love this guy, dude. Good for him. Dude, that's got to be so liberating to type.
That's it. Oh, for sure.
To say that about yourself.
Yeah.
You go, man, I love this person. I come to his church.
Yep.
I'll repost him. No, he doesn't want this, but yeah.
That is a that's a church flex for sure.
Like but that's like but
the, yeah, you, yeah, I got to go real quick.
Yeah.
They just turn the lights down. I got to.
I like the guy in the church lobby. They used to do the Miami Mega Church would have the ear thing like kind of draped over.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
the in-ears. The in-ears. The out in-ears over the shoulder.
Yes.
Because you're not taking them out. You just kind of,
yeah,
just it's a flex. Yeah. But those are one of those things like in rehab, you can never call somebody on it.
No.
You're like, dude. You're just trying to,
yeah.
You cannot verbalize. All these things are horrific to verbalize and or if you're not this mentally, I would consider this person to be very, very mentally aware.
Yes.
Very, very self-aware.
Very emotionally intelligent.
And if you call them on that,
yes.
That guy would go, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, not in front of everybody.
Right.
But you go, if we're, me and you and him are having lunch together,
he's
like, yeah, that feels pretty good when Heather walked in and he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just if you're not familiar with those kind of conversations, that is so offensive.
Yes.
So, because you're not willing to admit it to yourself yet. That's why it's offensive.
Yes.
All right, keep going.
All right, this next one. I am a Baptist pastor.
Ooh.
Yeah. And my intention is to 100% always lift up Jesus. It's all about him.
Okay.
Most of the time. So he went from 100% to most
already,
of the time.
He's already,
he's already pulled back a little bit.
Yeah.
I preach and then I want to go hide so
already
that people don't think that any of this is about me. I don't want.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep. I don't want my people to get confused, my people, and think that I preach.
That was unnecessary.
Sorry, I'm never reading into everything. Yeah, no. Preach in my own power. However, in all caps,
yeah, here it is.
If I'm not careful, I find myself loving
he's
preaching.
He's mostly careful, is what he's saying.
For
usually
sure.
He's careful.
Yeah, mostly.
Okay.
I find myself loving preaching too much and maybe lingering a little too long at the church to see what people are saying about the sermon.
Yeah.
Especially when I feel like it was fire.
Yeah. Dude, this is unbelievable.
I like a pastor who says fire. That's nice.
He thought his sermon was fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, if you go up, I do a great show. I want the meet and greets after the show. I can't wait.
Right.
If I don't think the show, I was like, I'll do. I don't.
Oh, if it didn't go well, dude, you're
I don't want to be
on the bus before the people get out of the building.
Dude, I'm
see you.
Get out of here. So this, he's saying when his sermon doesn't feel like he's gone well, but when he nails it,
yeah,
he finds himself
lingering.
Yeah, lingering around a little too long in the church to see what happens.
I love it.
People are, yeah.
Well done, Pastor.
Well done, Pastor. Good for you. I go to that guy's church.
Very nice.
I don't want to out the guy, but
let's do a few more.
All right. These are unbelievable.
This one is, hi, John and Alex.
I hope this I imagine makes everybody feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I go, yeah.
It's nice. Like you said, like just typing this out and getting this is like, yeah.
And if you can send yours in, if you want to, we'll read it.
These are fun. I have two young daughters and currently trying for baby number three.
Okay.
I love my girls.
Okay.
But.
And sentence three.
If right. I'm being honest,
okay.
The hype you get from everyone around you when you're pregnant doesn't hurt.
Oh.
Everyone from family, friends, even strangers want to give you special privileges and I'll gladly take it.
Yeah. I love this.
This carries into the newborn phase too. You're the star of the show when you bring that fresh new babe around.
Ooh,
amazing.
Using your baby.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
So we've had pastors, foster parents, and pregnant women.
That's the darkness, dude. I mean, that is...
Ego's crazy,
that
man.
Is the darkness.
Ego's
that
one is hell of a drug.
I mean, you want to be pregnant. I mean, but think about the sacrifices it takes to be pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's worth it for a little bit of a...
That must be a good pump.
Yeah.
That's a good... No, that's not what I mean. Stop it. That must be
a joke.
That good of a tire pump, though. That you're like, I will... Yeah, I could do another 9 months.
So you go, yeah.
Like, what?
That's for that?
All you got to do is 60 minutes on stage.
That's it. And I can go back to do whatever. All right. So you go, I mean, the first trimester, you're not getting anything, right?
Right.
Because that doesn't count.
Can't really claim it yet. People can't see it yet.
Nah, you don't. But you start going, you start when you're holding your hips by backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. So you normally go this. Once you start going this.
Yeah. Once you start, you flip those hands around on the hips.
Oh. And everybody's like, get off your feet. You know, if you're
get
in,
off your feet.
No, if you're in line at a Chick-fil-A, go, hey, go. Yeah. Go up front. Yep. If you're at the airport, hey, yep. You need extra time.
Yep.
You're sacrificing for the greater good of humanity.
Oh yeah.
And then
literally.
And then you go, you have an infant and you bring them to church. Mm-hmm. Week one.
Yeah.
That's the Super Bowl. Dude.
Oh yeah. It's a meet and greet.
Oh, dude, the bait you brought. And it's like, you must love Jesus, you brought, wow, dude.
Baby dedication?
That's not nice. One I would have ever considered. But you get the pregnancy, you get a little attention, and then post until when? In the right scenarios, a baby is a nightmare in the wrong scenarios.
Sure.
But in the right scenarios, is cool for a year.
Yeah.
Bring a baby around? I love babies. I like hanging out.
Yeah, because once the kid's old enough, it gets to a point where it's like, eh.
Two, yeah. Bye. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, you got to get pregnant again.
Yeah. Hey, you were good season one. We should have stopped after that.
Yeah. One of the other two girls are like, wait, what the? You're using me this whole time?
Yeah.
All right. That's unbelievable. Good for her.
All right. How about, hey, guys, love the pod. I've been consistently listening to it since I went on a trip with my mom while I was pregnant.
Okay.
I'm here to admit my humanity. I go to church every Sunday. Growing up, my dad was a pastor and he still is.
Okay.
I live about an hour away from him and his church, so I haven't attended there in a couple years.
Okay.
I go to his church once every few months, but if I'm being honest,
I don't even know where this is going.
I don't go to hear the word of God. I go because everybody knows me and has always wanted to talk to me. It's almost like I'm small town famous in his little church, LOL. What's even worse is now that I've had a baby, people want to talk to me even more, and I walk in feeling like I run the place. Haha, that's terrible, of course. I listen to the message, but that's only 10% of why I'm there. 10%. We're not judging. We're just reacting.
We are judging.
We're judging.
No, we're not judging.
We're not judging. We're just reacting.
Wow.
10%.
So you go back to the church you grew up in.
Right.
Because you're...
Hometown. It's a home game, baby. It's a home game.
You go back. So you go, hey, do you want to come back for the, but you can't wear that out.
Right.
If you start going every week because
you got to
invest and when to withdraw.
Yeah. You can't oversaturate that market with yourself. You put too much of yourself out there.
You're like, hey, everyone, we saw you last week. Yeah. You got to do Christmas.
Right.
Easter.
Yep.
Maybe a summer.
Yep.
Yeah. So you going back there to feel important.
Yeah.
And your church now, you're kind of, we're just one of the.
Just get pumped up a little bit.
I get it.
Head back, quick hour drive.
Listen, you go out there and then you leave, hour drive home, feeling good. You feel great.
Yeah, you're going to have a good week.
And if you wake up that'll last. That dopamine will last through the day.
Yeah.
You wake up on Sunday, you go, hey, you want to drive back?
Yeah. And you know you're not making that drive on a rainy day. You're only doing it if it's nice out. Get a new fit off or something.
I'm getting a dopamine hit off this. Dude.
Hey, I might have to go home soon.
I feel good. Well, all right, dude. Perfect example. My high school basketball team is in the state championship.
Nice.
On Thursday.
Cool.
And I was like...
You're still thinking about it.
I am. But Lydia called me on it.
Yeah.
She goes, I've never heard you speak about your high school basketball team. She goes, I go, what do you mean?
You're like, we're so good.
I go, she goes, I've never heard you once say, like, I follow Samford.
Yeah.
The basketball team.
Right.
I follow, like if you go like, hey, you want to go to like, I never heard you speak about that. There must be I would not. Yeah. Like you can go, just say you're going to get your tires.
Just
pumped.
Dig your jersey
now,
out.
I would arguably be the most famous person to ever graduate from my high school. Let's see. I mean, up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, everybody there knows me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the drive is 6 hours.
Oh, God. That's a flight.
It's in Macon, Georgia.
That's a flight.
I go, Oh, man. Like, if it's like, it was in Chattanooga, like Dalton, Georgia, which is north, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And like, I go, I drive down there. My parents would be there. I could sit with them and then I have to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, do you have a back entrance? Maybe I could. Can I park in the teacher's lot?
Like, what is that horrible. That's horrible.
Hey, it's not 9 months of pregnancy. Yeah. That's definitely not easier buy-in.
This is Egos Anonymous. Yeah. This is EA.
Yeah.
All right.
One more.
Yeah. Here we go.
I used, caps, I used to be a teacher.
Used to be a teacher.
And now work in construction. Okay. When playing golf with randoms this past weekend, they asked, what do you do? I said, I am in construction. I knew to stop it there, but.
Oh, I know where this is going.
After a half beat, I added, but I used to teach. It's part that I wanted people to know that teaching didn't beat me and that I got, or that I got burned out, but also I want the glory that comes with that.
Wow.
So just referencing a past chapter of life.
Wow.
Just getting that pump in.
Okay. Right? So it's a teacher similar to like a nurse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like
public servant.
It's like a noble job.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you think, so like all these, like, that's why like Harvard or like all these guys, egos are just absolutely unchecked.
Right.
Just absolutely unchecked. And you're, especially as an intellectual, just wear a freaking one of those jackets with the knee, like the elbow things, absolutely tweed it out. Tweed, not tweed.
Tweeded.
Is that what is that?
No, you got it. It's tweed. Yeah.
Tweed. Just tweed it out. Just walking around the campus with a corduroy and just an ego that's absolutely running wild.
Yeah.
But
molding minds.
Oh, but all of that. Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. The professor. Oh, gosh.
All of them, dude.
And just you're up there and these kids, right? 18, 19, and 20. This is college, obviously. And they're going, hey, how do we, in essence, live?
How do we be as smart as you?
You tell us how to do it.
Right.
And I was talking to...
You have the tools.
You
please
have the
share
tools.
Them with us.
We don't. And I was talking, and no disrespect. Well, maybe a little disrespect.
Okay.
Minor disrespect.
Sure.
To like a teacher, like when I went to Samford, right? And so you had these journalism teachers who, they were like, here's how you write a press release. Here's how you work in the news. Here's how, in the newspaper, here's how you write a newspaper article. The first paragraph has to, like, if you have been out of practicing your job for 10 plus years, especially now, you don't know.
Yeah.
Unless even like doctors were like, because now they're like, all the surgeries are like with the machines.
Mm-hmm.
And like what you're teaching is like,
it's outdated.
A journalism teacher today, the YouTube, the Instagram and TikTok algorithm over the past month has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Wildly.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, here's like, I think some kids now are getting into social media. You're like, what? And they're going unchecked.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, this guy worked at NBC.
Yeah.
In 1996.
Yep.
But you're like, yeah, but it's not that anymore.
I've had these conversations, by the way.
Have you?
Like, I've had conversations with people in the academic world because I would love to teach something at some point about podcasting or marketing or whatever. On the other hand, like, I've gone up against in like business rooms against people who have that resume, 30 years at network, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, sorry, but so that's not relevant here. Like, you have no idea what this is.
No,
you just don't know.
And as soon as you get to your senior year, what do they go? Hey, go take an internship.
Yeah.
Go to the station and realize everything your professor taught you is not true.
Yep.
Go be an intern for your company.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to learn how to run podcasts.
Right.
Like, again, fine.
Sure.
But I don't know how we got off on this topic, but the
teaching.
Nobility, that's one that could go unchecked.
Yes. Yes. Ego-wise. Absolutely.
Ego-wise can go unchecked.
For sure.
And the religious ones and the political can go unchecked. I'm here to serve the country, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of.
What percentage?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But then you go, oh, I want to protect and serve. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why, if that was truly 100%, then none of these, all these Twitter battles and all these elections and all that, none of that would be happening.
Yeah.
We had
a couple of military people write in too.
Really?
That said, like, oh, you know, I have to wear my fatigues on certain days, even if I'm out in public. Yeah.
I'll read that third paragraph.
Okay. Unless it was,
I'm just going to summarize the beginning. We love you. Great podcast. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I listen every day.
We're required to wear uniforms all day on Thursdays. While it is extra work and can be uncomfortable, I'll admit there's something cool about wearing a military uniform, and it makes me feel special and extra important to wear it around. Yeah.
I get it.
Absolutely.
Get it.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
That's with the Stolen Valor.
Yeah.
People all the time are wearing, like, hey, what were you?
Yeah.
What? Because they are trying to get some of the, let me get some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild, dude.
That is wild. I'm proud of the listeners.
This is great. Keep them coming. I think this is incredible.
I feel like I want to meet all these people.
Okay.
I feel like that's what they feel when they listen to the pod. Come in here, hang out. Well, I shouldn't say that. Everybody's going to be in here next week.
We'll figure something out, though.
That is unbelievable. Beautiful. Going on tour this weekend. We are going to Albuquerque and El Paso. I'm going to have I'll have a report. I don't know if I'm flying into Albuquerque, so I don't know if we can do the Breaking Bad tour, but I'll have a report from the border.
Can't wait.
Net positive. See you next week. I was having a breath, dude. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.